other the most. This message has been brought to you by the team at Rebel Sport.
Hi, nutritionist Claire Turnbull here again. Keeping your immune system in the best possible condition means choosing a variety of fresh fruits, veggies and quality protein for your meals. Regal Marlborough King Salmon has vitamins and minerals to support a healthy immune system and omega-3 to support mood. And best of all, it's raised here in New Zealand. So don't panic buy and shop to support your family's health with Regal King Salmon. Visit regalsalmon.co.nz for more info.
Buy direct from tradedepot.co.nz. Bathroomware, kitchen and laundry appliances, showers, cooktops, washing machines and more. Get on their website now. Tradedepot.co.nz.
Massport innovative new ultra-low emission burners, changing the wood fire industry for good, providing an overnight burn while improving air quality and exceeding our most stringent air quality emission standards. The future of wood fires, Massport ultra-low emission burners at massportheating.co.nz.
SBA, Small Business Accounting, can help business owners work through the COVID-19 business assistance package and applying for a subsidy. Talk to your local SBA, 0800 999 722, or visit sba.co.nz/COVID-support.
Kiwis, thankfulness equals happiness. Being thankful instead of thinking about what you don't have gives you great mental healthiness. So, what are 10 things you're thankful for right now? Go for it. Learn more about great mental healthiness at begreat.co.nz.
Mike Hosking, Breakfast Friday morning, 16 past 7. One of the questions I want answered is, if we get out the other side of this as a country, how do we restart the economy given we don't know what sort of shape it's going to be in? More importantly, what if we're set to go as a country, but no one else in the world is? Chief Economist at the New Zealand Initiative, Eric Crampton, with us on this. Eric, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So if in 4 weeks this thing works or thereabouts, how much restart can there be? Can you flick the switch on, or is it way harder than that, do you reckon?
Well, it's going to vary a lot sector by sector. Some places have been going all the way through, of course. Other ones will have a bit of a harder time. I think what we're seeing is that the government's wage support program hasn't quite been enough to keep the lights on in some businesses that we'd really hope would be able to sustain themselves through a shorter shutdown. We've done a bit of policy work looking at alternative ways of helping these guys to get through, but that'll get more important as this extends into the longer term.
So what happens? Say we get out the other side roughly and things look okay, the world isn't ready for us, are we then economically in trouble?
We're going to be in trouble regardless. The tourism sector is going to be down for as long as flights are down. We're probably going to want to have fairly strict border controls at least until things get a little more under control internationally or until we've got a better, more effective treatment. That means the tourism sector's effectively gone, at least from the international side. If the current lockdown works the way that it should and everything really is stamped down, then it could see a return of domestic tourism, but the hit from losing global will matter. Yeah. Our food exports to China are in good shape, but we're starting to see problems at the ports with containers getting stacked up where if they're being delivered for non-essential businesses, there are some problems in getting those offloaded from the ports, and that'll cause some problems for exports down the track as well. We should be setting policy now to make it as easy as possible to get everything up and running again, should this be a short crisis, and to ease the burden if it does go a little bit longer.
What about China? The fact they're coming out, they're ready to go with the world, and a lot of people are starting to get geopolitically worried. Is that something to exercise yourself with?
I'm pretty excited that they're getting going again. I'm hoping that it's sustainable and that there isn't going to be another big Wuhan-type surge there. But their coming back on stream is good for our exports and for our imports. There's all kinds of things that we need to be importing from there if we want to be able to get going again here in any serious way. And having them back on stream will be fantastic.
Good on you, Eric. We'll get you back again. Eric Crampton, Chief Economist at the New Zealand Initiative. Air New Zealand, just to give you an indication of what's happened, they're down to 11 routes. Auckland to Sydney, 3 times a week. Auckland to Brisbane, 2 times a week. Auckland to Melbourne, 2 times a week. Auckland to Rarotonga. Only other places in the world they go now, Fiji, Niue, Norfolk, LA, Hong Kong, Shanghai. That's it. Incredible, isn't it? 19 past 7.
News Talk ZB Auckland. Time saver traffic.
Thinking about a building? Be inspired by Jalcon Homes. This weekend, buses will replace trains on the entire Western Line and on the Eastern Line from Britomart through to Otahuhu. Railway bus services will operate to a Sunday timetable. So just to give you a heads up there. If you're looking for ideas for your new build, visit Jalcon's show homes and be inspired. Time saver traffic.
Hi, I'm Michael Barnett, Chief Executive, Auckland Business Chamber. If you believe your business could benefit from the government's business package, or if you have applied and been unsuccessful, call us and see if we can help. If you need assistance communicating with your bank, reorganising your business due to isolation impacts, or could benefit from the services of a mentor, call the Chamber. Call the Chamber on 0800 543 543.
Water is precious, so keep an eye on how much you use. Turn off the tap when brushing your teeth. That will save 5 litres. Easy peasy. Check out WaterCare's tips at waterforlife.org.nz.
You can sponsor a Kiwi Kid in need for just $45 a month. As a Variety Kiwi Kid sponsor, you'll provide a local child with bedding, a school uniform and shoes, and support them joining in extracurricular activities. Sponsor a Kiwi Kid at variety.org.nz.
I've always used Zoom Pharmacy because they make it really easy for me to get my medicines. Their pharmacist called me last week to ask how I was getting on. She said because I was on 4 meds, Zoom could sort them into easy open sachet packs. Every sachet tells me what pills are inside and what time of the day to take it. They're brilliant. And since I'm on 4 meds, the service and delivery is free. My wife now wants to get hers that way as well. Go to zoompharmacy.co.nz and get started.
Hi, Stephen Hunt here from Ian Hunt Flooring. You loved our stand at the Home Improvement Expo, and now you'll love our expo offers. There's up to 30% off selected tiles, carpet and laminate flooring. T's and C's apply.
Ian Hunt Flooring.
Mass bought innovative new ultra-low emission burners, changing the wood fire industry for good, providing an overnight burn while improving air quality and exceeding our most stringent air quality emission standards. The future of wood fires. Mass bought ultra-low emission burners at massportheating.co.nz.
Day one, says the text, house spotless, washing up to date, lawns mowed, garden weeded, path swept, cupboards rearranged, day two, boredom kicks in. I don't know, I didn't do the dusting yesterday, I got a little dusting. We cleaned our place yesterday, oh my God, what a show. It's show home sparkle. But a little bit of dusting to do today, but there's always something to do around the house, don't you reckon? 7:22. Time now to mark the week. Little piece of news and current events that's as highly anticipated as the end of a lockdown. Hasbro. Bet you weren't expecting that to start things off. But Hasbro, the toy maker, represent one of many who are actually doing well in tight times. So nine. You see, doing well in difficult days is not just a reality, but something to be celebrated, not felt bad or embarrassed about. Levels, as in 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, four.
Start level four launched
Saturday by the Prime Minister in a kind of a Jemima from play school sort of way. No sooner was it introduced, it miraculously got up from 2 to 4 in a little over 24 hours, indicating it had a very last minute feel about it to explain what was unfolding anyway. Sport, 7. I actually admired the A-League and the NRL, even New Zealand rugby, for trying to work around an impossible problem. Ingenuity, 9.
Yes!
From car factories making ventilators to Nick Mowbray importing masks by the million, creative thinking and good motivation are always at hand in a crisis. Lockdowns. Well, ours.
You should be closed.
Mm-hmm. Simple and relatively clear. Australia's, though, 3.
Stop it.
Clayton's redefined the lockdown you're having when you're not having a lockdown. DIY, 7.
Get us out of the job Saturday.
Made a killing up until Thursday, but how much of that decking and those seedlings will never be nailed or harvested, do you reckon? Farmers, 9. All the irony. A group of heroes set upon these past couple of years, and yet once again, they look set to be the sector that pays the bills and saves the country. Panic buying, 1. It's a Western world embarrassment and shame, proving sacrifice and selflessness are for other people, clearly. The Olympics, 3. About as tone deaf as you can get, dragged kicking and screaming in a way that in the end became embarrassing. Homeschooling, 9.
I didn't do it, sir. Did it, sir. I don't know who did it. Wasn't me.
From our experience, a real possible future change here. It's easy, kids like it, for now. It's efficient, and does raise the reality that a lot of what goes on at schools is kind of wasteful. The universal wage, 3. Number of governments are looking at it, forgetting that it's been exposed as a failure, and just because the economy needs money doesn't mean you can throw it at it like confetti, with no economic rigour around it. Italy, 3. A reflection, I'm afraid, sadly, of their chaotic way of doing things. Germany, 8. The exact opposite. Look at the stats. They don't lie, and I'll give you those numbers shortly. America, 6.
I'd rate it a 10. I think we've done a great job.
Nah, it's a 6. A bit early to tell, but New York looks a mess. Trump looks either a genius or a madman, possibly both. Australia, 4.
It's not sensible. It's not helpful.
For a bloke who's from marketing, Morrison now has form, if you include the bushfire holiday, of not being able to handle trouble. Boris, 6.
Dude!
I steal this line from a nice piece written by an expat in London this week, Sophie Bateman, who said he's a bloated paradox of a prime minister who wants to be both a grave-faced wartime leader and a chubby pub regular, but is failing at both. I'm not sure she's right about the last point, but kudos for the writing. Scaring people, three. Still too many reports from so-called experts who don't actually know the answer, like, what do you reckon unemployment will get to? Instead of saying, who the hell would know, you say 30%. Poor answer, even worse reporting. The possibilities, nine.
Yes!
A lockdown is what you make of it, given we have never been here before. So do it productively. Learn something, improve something, work at something, never waste a crisis. And that is the week. Copies on the website and commemorative lockdown copies of these will be for the next 4 weeks available with all 20-litre fills at a gas station near you.
Hosking.
Yes, it's a funny thing, the Air New Zealand. So I'll give you those routes again and ask this fundamental question, given what Sean Hendy was telling us. So Auckland to Sydney 3 times a week, Auckland to Brisbane 2 times a week, Auckland to Melbourne a couple of times, Auckland to Rarotonga once. Once to Fiji, once to Niue, a couple of times to Norfolk, but it's through Australia. 3 times to LA, 2 times to Hong Kong, Shanghai on alternate days as of May. Right. So when do you open up the airlines again? Say we get through the lockdown and we're feeling good about ourselves and the numbers have gone down and we've flattened the curve and all that sort of stuff. When are you letting the planes fly? Where are they flying to? And the very reason that we're in the situation we are at the moment is because we were hopeless at the border and we didn't test and we weren't hard enough and we thought a piece of paper and a couple of people with a face mask telling you to go isolate was an answer. So given all we've gone through, when do the planes fly again and where do they fly to? And that's before you get to the fact, is anybody on them? So if that's the case, think about this. If that's the case, and this is way, 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 way longer term for one of our biggest foreign income earners, how much trouble economically are we really in? Yes, dairy is brilliant and the farmers will save us, but if the planes aren't flying for a while, even if we flatten that curve, these are big questions, aren't they? Rob Fife knows a bit about airlines, of course, and he has been tapped by the government to bridge the gap between the private sector and the government. A lot of people in the private sector with big brains, big experience, big contacts. So what's he going to do for the country? He's with us in the next half hour of the program. Along with Jeremy Redmore, remember Midnight Youth? He's got a new music plan to tell us about. That's before 8 as well. Here on the Mike Hosking Breakfast here at News Talk ZB.
Buy direct from TradeDepot.co.nz. Bathroomware, kitchen and laundry appliances, showers, cooktops, washing machines and more. Get on their website now. TradeDepot.co.nz.
What does success look like to you? We think success looks a little bit like this.
With the BMW X range, the choice is yours with a 0% finance offer, payment spread over 3 years, and only one quarter up front on selected X range vehicles. Visit Auckland City BMW and choose your X today. Fixed interest rate 0% per annum. Total fees of $461 and on-road cost. Terms, conditions and standard lending criteria apply. Offer ends April 30.
Auckland City BMW, Newmarket and Botany. Wishing you every success.
At Fletcher Living, we're ready when you are. With a range of carefully selected locations across Auckland, our brand new modern homes are complete and ready to move in. From compact urban apartments to spacious family homes, these low-maintenance, energy-efficient and light-filled homes are everything you'd expect from Fletcher Living. The only thing missing is you. Discover more at fletcherliving.co.nz. Fletcher Living. Love your new home.
This is a COVID-19 announcement. You're now hearing how long you should wash your hands for to avoid spreading the COVID-19 virus. Washing your hands for 20 seconds, then drying them, kills the COVID-19 virus by bursting its protective bubble. So remember, wash often, use soap for 20 seconds, then dry. Let's all unite against COVID-19. Find out more at covid19.govt.nz.
New homes are selling fast, but it's never too late to experience firsthand why Millwater is New Zealand's most popular new suburb. Choose from a selection of completed homes or work with one of our approved companies to design and build your dream home at Millwater. To learn how you can enjoy a coastal lifestyle, the most modern amenities and a rich community spirit, come and inspect our wide range of show homes or check out all your options at millwater.co.nz.
Kiwis. Thankfulness equals happiness. Being thankful instead of thinking about what you don't have gives you great mental healthiness. So, what are 10 things you're thankful for right now? Go for it. Learn more about great mental healthiness at begreat.co.nz.
Reporting from around the country and the world. The Mike Hosking Breakfast. This